With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The fur was flying last night during a forum on the hotly contested race for New York City mayor, although Democratic Socialist candidate Zohran Mamdani is leading former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in the latest polls. A dark horse candidate has now picked up support at a roundtable broadcast that was carried on AM 970 The Answer in New York City. Nationally syndicated talk radio host Mike Gallagher says he's backing Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa.
I don't think the numbers favor Curtis in any way, shape, or form. The numbers didn't favor Donald Trump in 2016 either. Hillary had a 93% chance of winning the election. So you go in as an American, you go in as a New Yorker, and you vote your principles, you vote your convictions, and you let God sort it out. But you move heaven and earth to vote for the guy who you know would be a better mayor than Andrew Cuomo, and that's Curtis Sliwa. That's Mr. Law and Order.
Sliwa, the founder of the Guardian Angels crime prevention organization, is currently running third in the polls as the November 4th election approaches. As expected, FBI former director James Comey has pleaded not guilty to lying to Congress 5 years ago. Eric Trump, the president's son and executive vice president of the Trump Organization, says James Comey is guilty of a number of things, including leaking material to the press.
It's not crime fighting. That's using a massive agency to otherwise, target political opponents.
Comey made his first court appearance today in a Justice Department criminal case. More medical concerns for Colorado football coach Deion Sanders.
Sanders is undergoing a procedure that's related to his blood clots, with the hope of being back at practice and on the sideline this weekend against Iowa State. The surgery is called aspiration thrombectomy. Sanders said it will take several hours. The 58-year-old gave the medical update at the end of his weekly news conference, saying he can't wait to get past this hurdle.
That is Bill Alexander, and this is SRN News. Americans are worried about the birth rate.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 53% of adults believe that people choosing to have fewer children in the future will hurt the U.S. That's up 6 points from last year. A growing number of experts have been drawing attention to the falling American birth rate. Women of childbearing age need to average 2.1 kids to keep a country's population steady. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6 and headed down, a problem afflicting much of the industrialized world. Michael Harrington reporting.
The British government says it will give police stronger powers to restrict repeated protests. This comes after nearly 500 people were arrested at a demonstration supporting a banned pro-Palestinian group. The Home Office says it will change a law so that police can consider the cumulative impact of frequent protests on local areas. Some Jews say the demonstrations have created a threatening atmosphere. This is SRN News. Ever thought about driving a Tesla but wondered if you could afford it? Well, lower-priced Teslas are starting to hit the showroom floors.
In an attempt to boost slumping sales, Tesla is selling the new Model Y for just under $40,000 with a stripped-down interior. There's also a cheaper version of the Model 3 for under $37,000. Tesla's faced anti-Elon Musk boycotts and competition from foreign electric vehicle makers. The reaction from the stock market after the news broke suggests the new models are not expected to help. Edmunds analyst Ivan Drury says investors were looking for something truly different, not an iteration of an old product. I'm Ed Donahue.
The World Trade Organization has sharply raised its forecast for trade growth in goods this year. That came after an unexpectedly strong first half, driven by front-loaded orders that may be tied to U.S. tariff changes. Rising AI-related purchases also played a role. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.